my children as you lay out before me this day. I want you to know that I am the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, and the end. I know each one of you personally by name. I have called you into my kingdom for such a time as this, a time of total restoration for my people. I am looking for those who will go out and harvest the souls that I have marked for my kingdom. Not every soul out there is marked for my kingdom, but those that I have marked, I am going to send you to. I want you to abide under the shadow of the Almighty each and every day. I want you to listen for my voice of instruction each and every day. Do not leave your homes without hearing my voice. Each day is very important from this day forward. For much is coming upon this land. Even persecution is coming. And I need each and every one of you that I have been training for such a time as this to be ready, to be thrust forth and to minister my gospel to the lost and the dying. They will come in packs to your doorstep. When you walk into a restaurant, they will come to you and beg you for what you have, for my anointing will be strong upon your life. Do not think this a strange thing that I'm doing, for this is the day and this is the hour that my word talks about. There are many false prophets, yes, but there are my true prophets out there too. And the truth of my word is being spoken finally. And souls are coming to the cross daily. Thousands upon thousands of souls yet hanging in the balance, though. And I need you, little ones, to go forth in my might and in my power, with purity of heart, spreading my gospel of peace. When I say spreading my gospel of peace, I'm not saying there won't be wars and rumors of war. I'm saying peace within. Peace in the spirit man, no matter what prevails around about on the outside. Talk is very cheap, but actions speak louder than words. And I'm not asking you to voice what you're going to do. I'm asking you just to be a vessel that is ready in season and out of season for me to touch and to use. I will be speaking to many of you, telling you exactly what I want you to do. Please do it. If I'm asking you to do it, it's very imperative that you do it. Do not for one instant think that I have passed any of you by. I am with each and every one of you that's in this room this day. And I am more than a conqueror in your life. And you have to understand that you are more than a conqueror because I am within. Take a stand for me this day. No matter what the enemy might be speaking into your ears, no matter what your life might hold, take a stand for me this day. Trust me and see if I won't perform one miracle after another for you. I can open the prison door and I can close the prison door. I can set the captive free at will. Did I not set Peter free? I can do all things for my people. But I first need you to trust me and to rely on me, the author and finisher of your life. My son died, yes, but he rose again. Many of you have died spiritually, but I'm saying to you this day, arise again. Arise again in my might and in my power and come forth. Allow me to touch you afresh and anew and then to use you for my kingdom glory. This is not a time to stand on the sidelines. This is a time to be right in the very middle of the ring, fighting for my kingdom. And fight you shall, and you shall win. So go forth this day, completely equipped with kingdom authority, and finish the works that my son began.